Okay, let's get into the next perek in Sefer Shmuel Aleph. That is perek Yud Ches, the 18th perek here. Shaul is now, has another contender, so to speak, for the Malchus in front of him. David HaMelech has just defeated Goliath, and at the end of the previous perek, David is introduced again to Shaul as a leader. Shaul is wondering who he is. David, in his anava, in his humility, just says, Ben Avdecha Yishai Beisalachmi, but Shaul already has his antennas up, realizes that there's somebody in front of him that is very special. The perek starts off, perek Yud Ches, starts off with the love of Yehonasan. When this event took place after Goliath was captured, Yehonasan, Nefesh Yehonasan, is Nikshra B'Nefesh David. He loves David, ironically, as we will talk about. Shaul takes him into the house. Shaul appoints him over certain military forces, and for the rest of the perek, David is already chashud in the eyes of Shaul. The women start singing how great David is. Shaul takes offense to that, and therefore three times in this perek, this is the beginning of the rest of the sefer, three times in this perek, Shaul HaMelech tries to kill David. First, he tries to kill him while he is playing harp in front of him. He takes arrows and tries to shoot it at him, and that doesn't work. Miraculously, point-blank range, and he misses twice. After that, he says, well, that didn't work, so let me try at the hands of the Plishtim. So he sends him out to war, hopefully expecting the Plishtim to defeat and kill David. That does not happen. And finally, the third time, he tries to see what he could do in terms of getting his own daughter married to him in a way that he makes David fulfill a t'nai that he does not think he'll be able to fulfill. Bring me many arlos of the Plishtim. Bring me foreskins of the Plishtim, and then I will give you the daughter. He thinks that maybe he'll be killed in this way by bringing 100 foreskins. And David again is successful. And Shaul more and more is fearful of David. Along the way, in this perek, David marries the daughter of Shaul, and that is Michal. And the perek ends off by saying, David's reputation, it gets even greater and greater, Vayikar Shmo Ma'od. Though he's not officially publicly recognized as the king, Shaul is still the king, but David's reputation and the fame is going up and up ever since the defeat of Goliath. So here we go, perek Yud Ches. Right after, again, we just pick up at the defeat of Goliath, and what happens, Vayhi kachalosolo daber al Shaul, let's get seen the conversation. When the conversation finished taking place with David, little David, 28-year-old David, who just defeated Goliath, v'nefesh Yehonasan nikshra b'nefesh David. The soul of Yehonasan was tied with the nefesh of David. The Radak points out that from here to the rest of the Sefer, Yehonasan is spelled Yehonasan with a hey. He was spelled earlier once with a hey when he was acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael to defeat the Plishtim, and now when he befriends David, and for the rest of the Sefer, he is Yehonasan, maybe giving him the extra hey, which is Shem Hashem, in order to show the amazing qualities that he has, acknowledging the love of David, even though what it means to him is his loss of the Malchus. The Mishnah, of course, tells us in Pirkei Avos that this love between David and Yehonasan is the example of Ava Sheina Tluya Badavar. In Perek Hey, the Mishnah tells us, Kol Ava She Tluya Badavar, Batel Davar, Batel Ela Ava. Any love that is dependent on something, so when that something leaves and is no longer, then the love leaves. She'ena Tluya Badavar, Eina Batel Ela Olam. And if it's any love that is not dependent on anything, then the love lasts forever. For example, Ezu Hi Ava Ha Tluya Badavar, what is a love that is dependent on something? Zu Avas Amnon Vitamar. Later on, we'll have that, Be'ez Hashem, David's children. Amnon and Tamar, that was totally on something. Rachman al-Aslam, right after Amnon raped Tamar, so then he hated her, the next pasuk says. The thing, the taiva was finished, was fulfilled, and therefore there's no more love. V'she'ena tuliyah badavar, zu'avas David v'yonasan. And the love that is not dependent on something, this is the love of David and Yehonasan right here. It is ava she'ena tuliyah badavar. The Abarbanel says that's why it focuses on the nefesh. It says here that the nefesh Yehonasan, nikshura b'nefesh David, says the Abarbanel, shalo haisa ahavaso ka'ahavas hana'arim. This wasn't a youthful type of love, but like a romance, v'lo avas hamoil, and not even a love because I get something out of it, which we'll talk more about. Ki im avas hatov b'meshihu tov. It was a love of goodness because they each realized the special qualities that the other one had. Ulefisha ava azos tisyaches l'shlemus hanafshi, because this love is very spiritual. Laze Omar Vayehaveyu Kinafsho. Rotel Omar Shahav Yonasan is David Kifi Malas Nafsho Shal David. Oshaavo Kamosha Yoiv Yonasan is Nevesh Atzmo. He loved his Atzmi is his essence, or even maybe he's even talking about himself, says the Abarbanel. That Yonasan loved David as he loved a part of himself. The Malbim even adds that people like sometimes similar people with similar values to them. And that's why he loved him so much. Let's continue for a moment because there's an added point here. So what happens? This is love. Vayehaveyu Yonasan Kinafsho. Yonasan loves him like his own self. Vayikachel Shaul b'yamahu. Shaul takes him. At this point, he's not onto him yet. V'lo nesan al hashuv beis aviv. He does not let David return to his father's house. He wants him in the palace. Vayechros Yonasan v'David bris pava so so b'kinafsho. They make a pact amongst each other. Vayispashet Yonasan asam me'il asher alav. Yonasan takes off his cloak, his me'il, and gives it to David as a sign of this bris. What is the symbol of this? So there's a beautiful ha'ar of the Rinas Yitzchak. Rinas Yitzchak says the love that we're talking about here between David and Yonasan, which we forgot to mention, is so illogical, you might say, because the more Yonasan loves David and therefore is going to be subservient to him, realizing that he's going to be the next king means that he's not going to yarshin the Malchus. He's the next in line for the king. Yonasan is the son of the king. He's the next in line, and yet he loves David. But that's exactly the point. The Medrash Shmuel says, "Kifia teva hayaroisha yisna e." This is the Medrash Shmuel, not the Medrash on Sefer Shmuel, like we quote a lot. But this is the Medrash Shmuel, the commentary on Pirkei Avos, the Shita Mekubetzes, as it's called on Pirkei Avos, the Medrash Shmuel. So he quotes right here on the Mishnah, "Kifia teva hayaroisha yisna ehu kamamar shol aviv ki kol hayom amasher ben yishai chayu al adam alo tikon atau malchusacha." As long as Ben Yishai is alive, your malchus will not last. And Yonasan doesn't care. Ava pikein ha'isa nafsho k'shira b'nafsho va'avas olam ahavo. Right, and that is the love that he has. And Yonasan, he quotes the Ritva. Yonasan loved David even more than he loved himself. Right, that's the avas atzmius. That is the ava shena tzliya b'davar. So again, getting back to the Rinas Yitzchak, he says, why is he taking off the coat and giving it to him? So he explains, based on what we just said, but he quotes another source that we never really quoted, and that's the Pirush. The Pirush in the beginning of the second parak of Hilchas Yisodi HaTorah. There is no Kesef Mishnah, Magen Mishnah, on the first four prakim of Yisodi HaTorah, where it talks all about metaphysics and physics and angels. Right? The Kesef Mishnah picks up with parak Hey, where we start talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem. But on the first four prakim, we just have a Pirush, an early commentary on the Rambam. So the beginning of parak Beis, he talks about two types of Ava and two types of Yira. Ava hamitsuya l'chol davar hanehavu b'shvil shnei inyanim, two types of love. Ha'echad, and this is what the Malbim, what the Abarbanel was just talking about. Ha'echad b'shvil tova v'hanah v'chesed sheyagia l'oiv me'anehav. One type of love is because I get something from the ne'ehav. Kimo avas avdei hamelech l'melech v'avas ha'ish l'isha. Most love between friends and between spouses and between any other relationship, most of the time it's because I get something out of it. V'hasheni hu, but the second type of love, kishayira ha'adam davar na'eh, v'yitav be'inav, ye'aha v'yisavelo, u'kishiyagielo, tihiyela nafsho, simcha gadola. When I get it, I have tremendous simcha, not because of any personal hana'ah that I get, but because I have something that is so valuable. K'mo sheyira ha'adam evan tova, yikara, like a great, beautiful stone. Obayis noem shubach miyada tisaven nafsho lihidavekbo vilagas a love. And this is ava tulibadavar and ain't a tulibadavar. So it was the second love that he, it wasn't because he got anything out of it. That is the ava that is David and Yehonasan. So says the Rinas Yitzchak, maybe that's why he gave him his cloak, to show that this love is not because I'm getting anything out of it. I'm giving. I'm so happy to have you. So he gives him his me'il. He gives him his cloak. He gives him his uniform. He gives him everything. Fine, let's continue. Vayetzi David. David goes out. He gets many jobs that Shaul gives him to do, and every one he succeeds. Yaskil. Vayisimeu Shaul Anshei Melchama. David. Shaul puts him over the military. Vayitave Nikala Am. The whole Am loves David. Vagam Beene Avdei Shaul. And even the servants of Shaul, even though he all of a sudden was catapulted to be above them, they also loved him as well. But it does not say that Shaul loved him. Vayihi Bivawam Bashuv David Beyakos Zaplishtim. When David came back, when from fighting the Goliath, and this was taking place. The women used to go out and sing Likras Shaul HaMelech in front of Shaul the king. They used to sing, and the Makne Sefer HaMakne in Kiddushin Adaf Ayin says it must be arrived from here that either they were singing just with instruments, and they were just talking, and the instruments were making the music, or you might say, Kol Isha is not us, or if you're not really focused on it. If it's just happening in the background that I'm not focusing on, I don't have to run away. Right? It's happening in the background, but it's not really the focus of my activities at the moment. So he brings a raya from here that they were singing. So what happens here? They sung to Shaul HaMelech, Bisupim, Bisimcho, Bisholishim, with many different instruments. What they say? Vata'anena Anashim HaMasacha Kos Vatomarna. The women sung, Hika Shol Ba'alafav, V'David Berivavosav. Shol hit thousands, and David hit tens of thousands. On the surface, seems like an insult to Shaul. Right, that's the pashtus, and that's why Shaul got upset. Shaul gets very angry here. By the way, this is the only time in Tanakh that the phrase Shaul HaMelech appears. Pasuk Vav, Rabbi Alan Schwartz pointed this out, a number of horrors on this parak. This is the only time it says, before it he called him a Nagid. But here it says, they sung to Shaul HaMelech. Right, they sung, and they, this insult, and it angered Shaul, and it was, he was very upset, and he already starts realizing that David is the one that Shmuel HaNavi had told him is going to take his malchus. But what's interesting, especially in the light of the fact that it says Shaul HaMelech, is, how do women do this? Isn't this like a... He was still the Melech at this time. It's kind of like a Morib B'Malchus. Kind of like they're insulting the king in front of the king. Melech Shemachal Kvodo En Kvodo Machal. How are these women doing this? How are they allowed? So both the Malbim and Rav Nevenzal in their own way say that really Shaul misunderstood. Remember, it says here, Nashim Misachakos. They were singing, but in a schok type of way. They were saying words that could be understood in two different ways. So, says the Malbim, for example, the Malbim's example says, what they mean here is that Shaul won his war with thousands, and David won his war with tens of thousands, meaning when they fought the battle with Goliath, but there were tens of thousands of Jews with David, and it was something positive about Shaul. Right, and the Dibur, that says the Malbim, Dibur Baal Shtei Panim Lo'orer Schok V'Simcha Hein Anuzos V'lo Haisa Kavanasan Bemes LaHagdil SheDavid Hayelo Rivos. They weren't insulting. Nafochu. No, it was the opposite. It was that Shaul had less people that he fought with. Avol Shaul Lakach Adurim Kvi Pashtum, but obviously Shaul misunderstood, and he took it as an insult. Rav Nevenzal also notes that maybe it was a misunderstanding, and he picks up on the Kri and the Ksiv. He says, why does it say? It says Ba'alafav, but it's without the Vav. Why? Says the Rav Nevenzal, quoted here in the Kamotzi Shalal Rav, that it says Ba'alafav, maybe Aluf is also, as we know, a reference to Torah. Aleph Bina, Gemara says in Shabbos. What they were really saying is that we know the Medrash. We mentioned earlier in the Sefer, in Perek Dalet, when the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, it says that a man from Binyamin came back to tell Eli that it was taken, and Chazal say that was Shaul. Shaul had wrestled the Luchos away from Goliath and saved the day and saved the Torah, and maybe that's what the women are referring to here, that he saved, Shaul saved Ba'alafav, he saved the Aluf, he saved the Luchos. Right, David might have beat Goliath, but Shaul Higas Goliath Ba'alafav Chayru Batorah Hotzi Miyad Goliath as Luchos HaTorah HaMa'alefes Otanu Bina. So they were saying that, again, Shaul was more Chashuv, and he did something amazing, but that is not how he took it, as we know, and therefore this made him extremely, extremely angry. Vayichailu Shaul Ma'od, and what happens, he says, Vayomer Nasulu David Revavos Valinas Nuah Halafim, they gave David tens of thousands, and me only thousands. Va'od lo acha melucha. What? He's only missing being the king. As if this is a statement of nevuah. Vayhi Shaul oyein as David mehayom ahu v'hala. Hard word to translate. Oyein, right? Again, it's a Korean exiv. Shaul had his eye on David from that day on. He's realizing that he's the one that Shmuel was talking about. So now Shaul starts the plans. Three times in this parak, he tries to have David killed. First he starts, Vahimi Machrat Vatislach Ruach Elokim Ra'a El Shaul. Shaul has this negative Ruach Elokim on him. Vayisnabe Betoch Abayis. What is Vayisnabe? Usually it means prophesizes. Rashi here says, quotes the Targum, that it means Shtus, Vishtati. He said foolishness. Meaning what? Rashi says that a Navi and a Shote both have something in common. They say things that others cannot understand. A Navi is obviously saying something deep, and a Shote is not. But that's why the same word can be used. But as we know, from we learned earlier, David was the harp player trying to make Shaul happy and remove the Ruach Elokim. But this time it doesn't work. Shaul had a spear in his hand. Shaul thinks to himself, I'll pretend I'm just having some spear shooting practice, and it'll happen to kill David. Vayisov, and he shoots it twice, and two times he misses. Vayisov David mipanav pa'amayim. Twice he misses. The Malbim says that really David, what do you mean twice? Didn't David realize what was going on? So maybe, says the Malbim, David didn't. David was playing the harp. David hayu enav b'kinar v'lo ra masha shal oseh. Rak Hashem hizmin shesav mipana v'lo kavana. Hashem had it b'ashkacha that David turned just at the right moment to avoid. And after it happened twice, Shaul realizes that Hashem must be protecting him. Rabbi Schwartz also pointed out that if you remember in Sefer Shoftim in Parachaf Pasuk Tezayin, the Pasuk says that the Baali from Shevet Binyamin were excellent spear shooters. Kol zek kolea ba'evin al asara v'lo yachti. They were excellent sharpshooters. And this is Shaul. So he must have also been an excellent sharpshooter and point blank range, and he misses twice. So that also adds to the feeling that Shaul has, and he realizes the next pasuk, Vayirad Shaul milafnei David. He fears. He doesn't know. He's scared. Ki haya Hashem imo umeim Shaul sar. He realizes that David is going up and he's going down. So he tries. Try number two. He puts him in charge of the military. Vayitzev yevolafnei am, and he says, go fight. And that didn't work either. But he, David, lechold rachav maskil v'Hashem imo. Hashem is with him. Shaul fears him even more. Vayomer Shaul el David. And finally, pasuk yud zayin. Shaul comes up with a third, with the other plan will come up soon. But first we have these psukim. Shaul says to David, well, remember I promised you my daughter, right? If you defeat Goliath. Hine biti agdola meirav. Osa etin lechalisha. I have meirav. But please be a warrior, fight my wars. Again, continuing plan two. V'hilachem el chamos Hashem. V'shol amar, because Shaul said to himself, Ati yadibo, I can't touch him. It must be that the Ruach Hashem has been gone for me, but maybe tibo yad plishtim, the plishtim will overcome. An important ha'ara that we'll mention now, and it really applies for the rest of the Sefer. Even though, yes, there was a Ruach Elokim Ra'a, that Hashem was behind a lot of what's going to happen in the next couple of prakim, but Hashem wouldn't have done it if Shaul had been Bishlemus. If he didn't have any netia of jealousy, any netia of anger, so then it wouldn't have happened this way. So yes, Hashem was involved, but you can't take any blame away, all the blame away from Shaul. Afo pi sheka'amur al pi Hashem ha'isa kol zos, says the Mishpatzo Zahav, mikol makom hari ha'ashkacha po'eles ima adam al pi ha'ishtamshus b'mido shelo u'betivim shelo. Ukamo shenemar, as it says in Shabbos, v'gaglam schus ha'idei zakai v'chov ha'idei chayiv. V'im l'shol lo haya mafriya v'koev ha'orada me'amalchus, if it didn't affect Shaul at all, his losing the malchus, u'mashe David yismane b'imkomo, lo ha'isa ma'orim bo'as ha'ruach ra lirdof as David. The ruach ra wouldn't be in him. V'im rom sheshol ha'melech v'chir Hashem haya kashe alav, and if it was kashe, alachas kama v'kama, so then the ruach Hashem has a place to be, and that is why Shaul tries all of this. So again, this is try number two. He sends him out to war. But David says, reacting to the offer of marrying the daughter of the king, mi anochi umi chayai. He keeps being that humble, lowly person. Who am I? Mi mishpachas avi b'Yisrael. I'm going to be a chatan lamelech. How can that be? Meanwhile, the pasuk says, "Be'estes es Merav bas Shaul David v'nitna la'adriel ha'mecholasi le'isha." At the time that Merav was supposed to be married to David, all of a sudden she got married to a different man, Adriel. The Mitzudas David Chazal point out that this was not Shaul's fault. Shaul didn't realize that she had gotten married to Adriel previously, and therefore, you know, Shaul has to try again. So what happens? Shaul says, "I have another daughter." Vatehav Michal Bashalas David. Michal, the second daughter of Shaul, loved David. Rabbi Schwartz again pointed out this is the only time in all of Tanakh that it says a specific woman loved a specific man. The opposite is said is true. An apparent, but in terms of a man and a woman, this is the only time in Tanakh that a specific woman loves a specific man. Michal loves Michal loves David. So what happens? Shaul hears about it. And he's like, okay, let me try again to get this man to be my son-in-law. This is going to be the third trial. Vayomer l'Shaul etzenelo v'tilo l'mokesh v'tibo yad plishtim. Vayomer Shaul David b'shtayin t'schatim b'ayom. I have two daughters, so marry the second one. The Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin Daf Yutes discusses it's possible that maybe David was married to Merav originally, then Merav died, then he married Michal, or maybe the Merav he was married to was Kiddushei Ta'us. It was mistaken for some reason. The Gemara talks about why it would be mistaken. Maybe Milva Pruta Daital Milva, Daital Pruta, or other issues. But either way, the pasha of the Pesukim is that he never married Merav, he married Michal, and he was ganu, but Shaul had to convince, Vayitzav Shaul as Avadav, Dabrul David Bala, as if he has to convince David now. The Radak says, maybe David was just lost his patience. He was supposed to marry Merav, and then something happened, so David's like, forget it. So he has to convince him. He says, no, I love you, you should be the Chatan for the Melech. Again, David says, who am I? Anochi ish rush v'nikleh. I am a lowly, poor man. Shaul says, okay, you're right, but you know what? If you could do this, I don't need you to bring in a big dowry. All I need is 100 arlos plishtim. Try number three to get David killed. Bring me 100 arlos plishtim, be'ayvi ha-melech. And Shaul thought that David would die trying to do this. Vayishar hadavar b'ni ha-David, but David succeeds. V'lomalo ha-yamim, he even beats the time that he was given, and he brings 200 arlos. Shaul only had to ask for 100. He brings 200 arlos. Vayimalum la-melech l'schatin v'melech, he gives it to the king. And vayitin lo Shaul es Michal bito le'isha. And Michal is given over. Shaul also thinks that maybe his daughter will keep David in check. But no, Michal bashal ahivasu. Michal loves David. Vayosef Shaul le'rome b'nei David od. Shaul is still more and more fearful of David throughout his days. And every time the Sari Plishtim went out to fight, David was the one that came and defeated them. Why would they go out? They just showed Goliath was killed. So the Medrash, the Radak quotes the Medrash Shmuel here, that they realized, they knew it says in the Torah that Shana Rishona, you don't go out. You don't go out to anything. You stay home. So they thought, oh, David's not going to fight. But they didn't realize that Melchemes Mitzvah, everybody goes out. So that's why David is fighting them, even in this context. One last halachic discussion on this perek is the question of the Isser Hana'a min Hameis. Brody, the Arlos Plishtim, right? Isn't there an Isser Hana'a? We know. The Makar is from Egla Rufa. There's an Isser to get benefit from a dead body. So how here did David bring these to get married with them? So various answers given in the Achronim. The Mishnah L'Malach and Hilchos Avos says maybe they weren't dead. Maybe he smote them before they died and he took it. Maybe they may say Akum and this or another doesn't apply, which is a big sugya in going to medical school and doing anatomy v'chulu. And maybe others say the Mishpat Zav quotes other Achronim that maybe in Melchama, when you have Avadim that are Kani Yehudim, there is no Isser. Either way, that's a halakha discussion. What happened with the Arlos? Okay, we'll have to stop here as we'll get to the continuation of the story of Shaul and Yonasan and David.